The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. How do you like that? Well, we're here. Power Hour is in motion, and yes, we have a lot to discuss today. I mean, a lot. We have guests starting tomorrow, but today we're doing the same thing we did yesterday to kind of acclimate people to what's going on. 7.490 on shortwave is live. Those of you who want to pick up the phone and call 844-769-2944 can do so. And as a result of changing our format up, and we're no longer on from 11 to 1 Central, now we're on 7 to 9 Central, we've got free shipping this week for orders $200 and over, excluding dropship items, and that includes your OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, where you get two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. Bundle retail is $70.90, but for you, we're going to give it to you for $53. Yep, plus you can add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million, to complete your winter wellness bundle. Say that about three times fast, I'll have you. Now, of course, if you've got any questions or topics or recommendations, you can call us and share your thoughts or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. It's that simple. And if you're, like I said, if you're on 7.490, you are definitely listening to us live here. And that means you can take advantage of the call-in. And, of course, Rents Radio listeners, thank you, Todd, for that, are listening live as well. And we've got just tons of stuff to talk about today, and we're going to talk about protected free speech as well on the program because, you know, I want to address the idea that we have homeschool kids listening at this hour. They're probably up eating breakfast, and I want to talk about President, well, they call him President Biden. There's a lot of you out there that don't think he is your president, that think that he stole the position he's in, along with his sidekick Giggles. As I said before on this show, you know, much like what we see on Fox News, for those of you conservatives out there watching Fox, you know, Fox's Peter Ducey asked Biden a question and Biden didn't really want to answer the question. It was a legitimate question. Now, I am a card carrying news person. I am affiliated with a radio station and I have news credentials issued by that radio station to go cover news events. And I don't like being called a stupid son of a bitch any more than any other news reporter does for asking a simple question. And the thing is all you moms out there homeschooling your kids this morning, they're going to hear a whole lot worse in this world than what President Biden. But see, you see, he set the parameter. Leadership by example. And you want to talk about divisiveness and screwing with this country and getting neighbor to hate neighbor and family member to hate family member? Folks, this was all by design. The word ass, by the way, is used in the Bible 155 times. How do I know that? Well, I did some research on that subject a long time ago when I used to have a coffee shop. I took an old 1941 Union Pacific Railroad caboose. Yeah. And I hauled it from its place in Tyler, Texas to Canton, Texas. Set it out there right off the frontage road on Interstate 20 and put a sign on it, the Caboose Coffee and Cuisine. And I carried badass coffee. And I'm telling you what, you talk about a marketing mismatch. Boy, did I regret that. And the thing is that people were like, they were calling it bad A coffee because, you know, we're all Christians here and we can't use the word ass. And I'm like, the jawbone of an ass. How many times have you heard a preacher say the word ass from the pulpit? You know, it's crazy. And the word whore is used in the Bible as well as in whoring after other gods. You know, so like I said, anybody out there reading the Bible, I want to talk about the guy that was doing his penance. And, you know, a lot of people out there, they say, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open my Bible and I'm going to put my finger on a verse. And whatever that verse is, that's what I'm going to do for today. That's my penance for today. So he opens up the good book and he closes his eyes and he puts his finger down on a passage and it says, and Judas went and hanged himself. And he goes, oh, no, that can't be right. That can't be. So he closes his eyes, flips a few more pages and puts his finger down and it says, go and do thou likewise. And he says, no, that definitely can't be right. And he closes his eyes, flips a few more pages and puts his finger down and it says, what thou must do, do as quickly. So you see, God has a sense of humor, because if God didn't have a sense of humor, you and I would not be here right now engaging in free speech conversation. We'd all be dead. So understand, and here's something else that's new for those of you Christian conservatives out there. A teacher who wore a Make America Great Again hat to school. You MAGA people. You see what Biden did? Goes out there and divisively screws with their country. It's pretty bad when they're doing that, you know? He wore a Make America Great hat again to school. He was engaging, according to U.S. Appeals Court, he was engaging in constitutionally protected free speech. Eric Dodge is a teacher. He wore that hat 2 days to school of teacher trainings in 2019 at schools in Washington State, taking it off before entering the buildings, but setting it near him. Caroline Garrett, the principal of one of the schools, Y East Middle School, told Dodge on the first day to use his better judgment. On the second day, she allegedly said, what is the expletive deal with you and your hat? What is the expletive? You see, she used profanity and called the teacher a racist and a bigot before telling him to bring his union representative the next time they spoke. Well, this whole thing went to court. And the judge, U.S. Circuit Judge Danielle Forrest, wrote for the majority, Principal Garrett's assertive administrative interest in preventing disruption among staff does not outweigh Dodge's right to free speech. Political speech is the quintessential example of protected speech. It's inherently controversial. That some may not like the political message being conveyed is par for the course and cannot itself be a basis for finding disruption of kind that outweighs the speaker's First Amendment rights, Forrest said. Now, this is a U.S. Appeals Court judge. So understand about protected free speech. That's how it works. You know, we do not go out of our way to use profanity. We've had people call the show before and use profanity on the show. They use the other word for caca. And see, the thing is like I said, kids are going to be exposed to this. If you're not in public school and you're being homeschooled, you're going to hear it anyway. When you go out to play, somebody's going to let one slip. It's just the way of the world. We are in a spiritual war right now, and if people get pissed off enough, they're going to say what's on their mind. You know? You will. It's just the way it is. I guarantee you, you slam your finger in a car door, you're going to have all sorts of different kind of expletives come out of your mouth. You get a whole new vocabulary. Just the way of the world, folks. How it works. You know, we can't protect... You can't protect your kids from the way of the world. You've got to teach them. That's what the Bible clearly says, is about teaching your kids the way they should go. And when they get older, they won't grow away from it. That is what the good book says. And so, you know, we all try to do the right thing here. So, you know, I mean, if some of you are taking offense to the fact that we have freedom of speech, wow, I don't know what to tell you. I understand the argument. I get the point. You don't want to go out of your way to just, you know, call everybody names. But, you know, President Joe Biden, who nobody thinks is their president, set a great example when he sits there in an open press conference and calls Peter Ducey what he called him. And I thought that was disrespectful. I've never, ever, and if you have heard a president of the United States like Trump or anybody else use profanity against or call names against anybody like that, using expletives or anything else, please call this show and let me know. Joe in Arkansas, first one up. How you doing, sir?
Oh, well, I'm older and poor than I really like being. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay. What I called about was I remember recently you did a show on the fair tax. You had an interview with somebody advocating the fair tax, and I want to talk about why I don't like the fair tax.
Okay.
First off, I think it must be unconstitutional, or we'd have it already. You know, if it was constitutional to have a national sales tax, you know, I would think with Congress always wanting to pass taxes and raise taxes, we would have it already. So it must be unconstitutional. For another thing, it's a huge tax. You know, he was talking about a 23% national sales tax, and that's where it starts.
I've heard that when the income tax started, you hit the nail on the head. When you said that's where it starts.
There were 2% on people that made over $20,000 a year, which was a very high income back then, about the equivalent of $400,000 now.
Yeah.
And so that's where it would start, and it would go on up from there. So that's another thing I don't like about it. And he was talking about giving rebates, and to do that, you know, we'd still all have to report all our income to the government so they know who to give rebates to. So that's another thing I don't like about it. And I remember Joyce had a tax attorney from Louisiana on several times named Tom Crier, and he said that the original intention of the Founding Fathers was that the federal government would be supported mostly by tariffs on imports and not by taxes on the labor of the working people. And that's the idea that I like best. And if you don't mind, I've got something here that Abraham Lincoln wrote in 1843 about taxes. I think this is the best thing that any American politician has ever written about taxes. If you don't mind, I'd like to read it.
And well, I'll tell you what, you go right ahead.
Okay. That a tariff sufficient for revenue or a direct tax, that's the income tax, must soon be resorted to. And indeed, we believe this alternative is now denied by no one. But which system shall be adopted? Some of our opponents, in theory, admit the propriety of a tariff sufficient for revenue, but even they will not in practice vote for such a tariff, while others boldly advocate direct taxation. Inasmuch, therefore, as some of them boldly advocate direct taxation, and all the rest, or so nearly all, as to make exceptions needless, refuse to adopt the tariff, we think it is doing them no injustice to class them at all as advocates of direct taxation. Indeed, we believe they are only delaying an open avowal of the system till they can assure themselves that the people will accept it. Let us then briefly compare the two systems. The tariff is the cheaper system because the duties being collected in large parcels at a few commercial points will require comparatively few officers in their collection, while by the direct tax system, the land must be literally covered with assessors and collectors going forth like swarms of Egyptian locusts devouring every blade of grass and other green thing. And again, by the tariff system, the whole revenue is paid by the consumers of foreign goods, and those chiefly the luxuries and not the necessaries of life. By this system, the man who contents himself to live upon the products of his own country pays nothing at all. And surely that country is extensive enough and its products abundant and varied enough to answer all the real wants of its people. In short, by this system, the burden of revenue falls almost entirely on the wealthy and luxurious few, while the substantial and laboring many who live at home and upon home products go entirely free. So that's what Abraham Lincoln wrote about the income tax and the tariff, comparing the two.
Well, I get the point there. So, that's his thing. It's where it starts. And see, remember what we were talking about a long time ago, Joe, about how many taxes there are in a loaf of bread? At the time that that conversation was had, there were 23 taxes on that loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, all. I mean, you can see it starts
more
there. And then when see Congress can all of a sudden write checks that its body can't cash, this is our problem. And everything, every point you've made constitutionally is right on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hoped it would be. And, of course, if we had tariffs on imports, then that would make foreign stuff, you know, more expensive than domestically produced stuff.
Ah.
So we'd have a huge, you know, growth of production.
You got another point there.
Here, and lots of jobs and lots of industry here. And that would be good for the incomes of the people. And the money would circulate mostly inside the country instead of draining out of the country to foreign countries. And so that would be a huge. It would, you know, tariffs on imports create prosperity here in the United States.
You would think, and, but I'll tell you, Joe, what I'm finding out here is now we've got a report out that all the major banks are warning 2023. We're going to have a recession and millions of Americans are going to lose their jobs all because of the fact this nonsense that started when you know who took office and decided that we needed to write checks our body can't cash drove us into inflation. We have fiat currency that the Fed, of course, first they hit the brakes on interest rates. Now, all of a sudden, they've skyrocketed and it's choking off the economy. And so several million Americans are going to lose their jobs because businesses can't afford to keep them. And, of course, corporate taxes are going up. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, this argument about taxation, and you just said it, you got to hire people to collect the tax in the first place. And that means you got a more expensive government. And the more people you hire and the more you got to pay, the more you got to start bilking people, especially the middle class, because see, the upper class that Abe Lincoln was talking about, the wealthy, they've already figured out, and given the comment by Learned Hand, who at that time was the justice of the Supreme Court in the Halbering case, specifically talked about the fact that there is no duty owed by any man so as to avoid paying taxes. And he has every right to not pay taxes based on whatever deductions and whatever reasoning he can come up with. Now, Learned Hand didn't say anything about evading taxes, and we don't talk about tax evasion on this show because the IRS, basically, a friend of mine in Iowa was talking about evading taxes, and he said, you can't do that. It's illegal. And he did 3 years just for telling people not to evade taxes. Now, go figure out the sensical ways that our system operates. It doesn't. There is no sensical way that our system operates because it's all about money and it's all about power. And the more money they have, the more power they want. The more power they want, the more power they try to get. And that's the problem that we got right now, Joe, and we appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Stunning truth about the FDIC and your bank deposits. See, you know why I've been talking about bank runs and why they might be beneficial? Elliott Wave, I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but you might want to look it up. They don't beat around the bush, right? And Elliott Wave said in August of 2008, near the middle of the 2007-9 financial crisis, the FDIC is not funded well enough to bail out even a handful of the biggest banks in America. It has enough money to pay depositors about three big banks, and after that, it's broke. So my question to everybody is, why, knowing this, do you have your money in a bank? We were watching Tucker last night. Ever heard of Tom Robbins, the speaker? Yeah, motivational speaker, was on last night. And he said, you know what you need to do with your money? Invest it in yourself. And he offered a free class. Now, when Tom Robbins offers a free class, that means that down the road, somewhere in that class, you can buy my books and my, you know, that's what that means. They offer you a free class to get you in so that they can pump you up and motivate you before they throw the big pitch. And that's why Tom Robbins makes so much money, is because they have a game plan. They offer you something for free to get you in to sell you on their product. We know this, all right? Happens with everybody. I attended real estate seminars, and man, it sounds so good. You just want to go out and write that check, pull out that credit card, and buy that big expensive package. And yep. Yeah. Well, see, and the one thing he said that made sense was you got to invest in yourself. And that means growing your own food, raising your own poultry. I mean, you're going to have to, because if what they're saying is true about the food crisis, your neighbor, if he's not prepared, they're going to come over in your yard and they're going to rape your garden of groceries. And yeah, and that's when the trouble starts, because you catch them in there and they'll come over at night with a flashlight and they'll steal them right out of your garden. So if your property is not all fenced up with barbed wire and concertina wire, you don't have to make it look like a compound. Not like my place. I do it because I don't want deer coming in the yard eating my wife's plants, which that really irked her. I'll use that term. Irked. Is that okay? It irked her because the deer would come right in our yard and start eating off her Christmas cactus and everything else. They just like to eat whatever is out there that's tasty. And so we didn't want that. And so we put, you know, very high fence with barbed wire on top to keep them out. And they're out. They don't come in anymore. So, you know, it was there to keep the deer out. End of story. Now, if the humans want to look at it and go, "Ooh, that looks like a compound to me." Well, you see, that's part of the process called demonization. Our government is very good at that. But you see, the thing is if you're growing food and you're raising poultry and you're trying to sustain yourself, and somebody comes in there trying to rob you of your fruits of your labor, what are you going to do? Just let him do it? So you got nothing to eat? Huh? Is that it? Why don't you just open your bloody door, you libtard? Why don't you just open your bloody door and hand him every single thing in the house so you have nothing? And then you can sit there and have a pity party. Why did I let the neighbors come over and have everything? I just wanted to do the right thing. I just wanted to do the right thing. Oh, by the way, it was Tony Robbins that was on last night. So, you know, understand the thing is about, you know, and even Brighteon, Mike Adams, has a video out, 23 things you can do to protect yourself for the future. And there's a list, too, but apparently you have to log in and watch his hour-long video to get to that list. I don't mind giving you that list right here, and you don't have to sit there and listen for a whole bloody hour to get it. So, anyway, it's one of those things that we talk about because we care. You know, if we didn't care, we wouldn't talk about it. And we wouldn't give you the opportunity to talk about it. We wouldn't give Joe the opportunity to call up and share what's really constitutional about our taxation system. I know there's people out there that agree with him, that agree with every single thing he said. And it's not just Halvering and Bruce Shaver and all these other court cases out there that talk about it. You know, it's that people out there are just willing to write the IRS a check and feel like it's, oh, it's our constitutional duty. You have been brainwashed. And so this is why we have LLCs, because, see, you wonder why. And everybody always demonizes the wealthy corporations because they don't pay any taxes and they should pay their fair share. And all these politicians get up there and sit there and start talking about how they should pay their fair share of taxes and we're going to go after them. We're going to make them. No, they're not. They're doing that to get you upset. They're doing it to irk you. Can I say that? Urkel? Urkel? Yeah, they're doing it to give you an Urkel moment. Did I do that? Yeah, they're going out there to get you upset, worked up, so that you go out and you start screaming, yeah, 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 rah, rah, shish, kumbah. That's the old speech right there. Rah, rah, shish, kumbah, let's sing all kumbaya. Yeah, so this is what they do. It's what they do. They work you up into a frenzy so you get upset. And then you start using expletives. And you start doing crazy things. Now, we don't advocate you doing crazy things. I never said to go do a run on Washington. Now, see, the thing is that we've all kind of forgotten about history because they want to wipe that away so we don't know what Shay's Rebellion is. Or the, remember McMinnville, Tennessee? We talked about that on the show, and people are going, hey, I never knew about that. I just went and I looked it up on YouTube. There's a thing there all about history and what they did in McMinnville. Yeah. Oh, they had a revolution, all right. They stormed the sheriff's department and unloaded, and there was a firefight. They all showed up with guns, military did, and started fighting the sheriff's office until they surrendered. Now, you want to talk about, see, this happened way back, right? Understand that, you know, when they start messing with the votes, people get a little upset. Well, in Tennessee, they weren't going to put up with any more of this BS. and they took action. You can go, you know, show your kids, homeschool moms, take them to YouTube and show them the video about McMinnville, about the fight in McMinn County, Tennessee. Teach them a little history. They'll understand it. They'll understand what it means to actually stand up and grow a pair and be an American. Because apparently everybody would rather just cower and live in their bubble. And don't say anything to offend anybody else because, God, you can't handle the truth. Remember that Jack Nicholson little phrase? Yeah, you don't want to really know what the truth is. It's just like, you don't want to know about how many people the jab has killed because they're all in denial. Oh, we got stories about that today too, folks. Yeah, we got football players. Yeah. I don't know if it's good news or whatever the case. Do you know there was a pharma millionaire in New York who killed her autistic son, 8 years old? She killed him. Her 8-year-old autistic son was found dead in her Brooklyn home. You know, I mean, that's what she did. No, she was found dead in her Brooklyn home. She committed suicide. Gigi Jordan, 62 years old, multimillionaire pharmaceutical executive, convicted of killing her 8-year-old son. And, of course, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who is a liberal, issued an order that would require Jordan to return to prison. And, of course, she left a note. Gotta leave a note, pal. You don't want anybody to know why you did it. Yeah, little quote there from Pump Up the Volume, the movie. Watch it. There's a point there, too. Earth, Wind, and Fire drummers Freddie White, by the way, is dead at 67. Don't know whether he took the jab or not. Avengers star Jeremy Renner is in critical condition in a hospital in Nevada while being treated for serious injuries that happened while he was plowing snow. Yep, that can happen. Wonder what happened. I wonder if you rolled the bloody snow plow over on yourself. You hit a ditch and flipped it on yourself. I have a feeling. And just imagine, you know, if you work for an airline, don't stand in front of a jet engine while it's running. Apparently, somebody did that at Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama. One of their ground crew at American Airlines got sucked into the engine. And you know what happens then? Turns into something like pink mist. And, of course, a man with gun parts and a loaded ammunition magazine attempted to sneak his booty through JFK Airport just prior to Christmas, hiding them in jars of peanut butter. Of course, he got busted. You can't send this stuff through X-ray. They're going to see it, moron. And by the way, for those of you out there that don't want to admit that there are all these people dying, there's a new poll out that says nearly half of Americans believe it's at least somewhat likely that the corona jabs have caused a significant number of unexplained deaths. And over a quarter of them said they know somebody whose death may have been caused by side effects of the vaccines. This is according to Rasmussen. Yeah. Wow. See, we know it. We knew it. We told you this. Well, we'll be back after the bottom of the hour break with more news and your phone calls after these messages. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, we're live, and you can watch us streaming on our website. Paul in Minnesota, welcome aboard this morning. We know you're out there watching, and of course, you know, you can watch us on Brighteon and Rumble at some point, too. We're working on that. And of course, you know, we've got world news as well, but, you know, your comments are equally as important. So we take the time out. Patrice in Ohio, one of our regular callers. How are you?
I'm good, and you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, ma'am. Thank you so much. How are you? What's going on in your world?
Well, I made it back from Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, through all
That's right. You said you were going down there.
Yep. It was gorgeous. 83-degree weather every day.
Wow.
But, my daughter never made it out of Bozeman because it was negative 32 for 2 days. So
wow,
it was all screwed up. But she ended up getting engaged anyway, so it all worked out for her. But in any event, did you happen to get a little glimpse of the attorney Tom Rentz posted on BitChute for the Dr. Tetros comment from The Who? Where he says it, that the jabs, we're really using these boosters to kill kids versus using them on the older population. Countries are using the booster to kill children. He said it.
Obviously, it must be true if he said it. It's like everything I read in the newspaper must be true because it's in the newspaper. And if it's in the newspaper, it must be true. Can't be propaganda. I mean, Patrice, you and I both know that our government is really, really good at psyops. And they've been doing this for God knows how many years. But I mean, this is the thing. If Tedros comes out of the gate, I mean, you got to wonder if he let it slip or what the situation is. I mean, look at our neighbor to the north up here, Trudeau. He's got maid now. They have maid service. Yeah, maid service for those of you who want to check out early. Yeah, you don't have to take our new drug we have out there.
You're allowed to go. Get on the list to kill yourself. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, I'm not going to take that drug. See, I used to do a spoof on commercials, and I used to get really crazy with people who take drugs all the time, and I had a new drug out there that I had a commercial I did. I should play it. It's a 60-second clip about a commercial called Damitol for those who are tired of life and just... it's one of those things. But you got to wonder about the actual motives and intent of these people. It is to depopulate, and people just can't seem to get this cognitive dissonance. They don't want to put their critical thinking cap on. And it takes Rasmussen to come out with a poll to say that, 49 to 50 some odd percent of the people surveyed believe that this is, a jab problem. Everything that's going on right now and all these people that are dropping dead. We got a former Jacksonville Jaguars guy dropped dead at 38 years of age. Now, didn't the NFL, Patrice, didn't they require jabs?
Yeah, well, but what's crazy is out of the 600, soccer players in Europe who died, we haven't had that many footballers, except, of course, I live outside of Cincinnati, and what happened to the Buffalo Bills guy?
I don't know that he's dead or not. He's in critical condition. Yeah, from what we're talking about.
It was from a hard hit. That's how they changed the story.
It was DeMar Hamlin that suffered a serious injury during the first quarter, and it necessitated CPR. And that was between the Bills and the Bengals. And he was hit hard, then stood up and suddenly collapsed where he stood. Now, the thing is, if they're getting the jab, you see, and nobody's talking about the jab. Nobody's talking about the consequence of the jab. And just ask the family of Uche Nwaneri, who's the former Jaguars offensive lineman that just passed away Friday at his wife's home in Indiana at 38 years of age. And he was found unresponsive at 1 a.m. apparently after collapsing of a heart attack. Whoa. 38 years old. Now, why are all these people suddenly dying and nobody wants to admit it?
Ed Dowd, have you heard of him?
I have.
Black Rock guy. Well, there's another BitChute where they've come out now and he's got his buddy came up with the, they worked with the insurance company because, they did shorts back in the day and all that on Wall Street. And so they've collected all the data. It's, 28-38% up. And none of the CEOs of the insurance companies or anything want to collect the data, nor will they collect the data to see if they've had the jab.
They should.
Because they don't care. They don't know, but they don't want to know why.
Of course not.
Telling everyone that. Because it's life insurance, it's going to take a long time for it to make a dent in their profits.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, if they're going to sell office buildings to pay off all this life insurance debt, which a lot of them insurance companies basically invest in real estate. That's a lot of it. And they're collecting money from rents every month. And that's why they're getting so rich. Here's the thing. If they want to ignore this because they don't want to, you know, I got to wonder if you're a shareholder of an insurance company, why you haven't cashed your stock in yet before everything falls apart and invested in yourself, like Tony Robbins said last night on Tucker. I just, you know, this is the thing. We're looking at a food potential food shortage. We're looking at gas crises. We're looking at natural gas.
Well, they potential got, it, gas they got shortages. Every angle.
Yeah.
They got every angle going. Oh, yeah.
I would think you would want to take.
They're evil.
Thank you for that. They are. What can we say? We already know they're doing it. It's just how many people does it take to wake up? You know, and if people would collectively get together in their communities and actually start talking about this stuff. But oh no, we're afraid. We don't want to talk about stuff because we're afraid we'll offend somebody or they'll think we're crazy. You know, just go on about your business. I mean, this is what the Bible says in Thessalonians, working with your hands, studying to be quiet, you know, working with your hands up, which is pleasing to the Lord. That means you move forward. That means you take out that money and you, if that's what you want to call it, this fiat monopoly money in there. I'm not saying to go out and buy Park Place and Boardwalk. As a matter of fact, according to the housing stats now, Patrice, what's happening now is people are actually taking their money out of banks, selling their properties and downsizing and then doing what we're doing, which is growing food.
Yeah, well, that's what, that would be the proper protocol.
Well, in this
society.
Day and age, would. Thank you. We appreciate that. So,
and my last thing is you've got to get that James Roguski on. You've got to get him on. He's just a wealth of knowledge with this.
Well,
remember that senator? I only got in the question about, so tell me about what's going on with the, you know, the treaties and whatever, and, you know, crickets. Yeah. They don't want to talk about it.
Well, I got a story.
About it.
I know they don't. They don't want to tell America what they're doing and that's selling America up the river to the United Nations. Yeah, we can't allow that to happen, folks. That's where you, like Patrice, have to get on the phone, call your congressperson, talk to their administrative assistant, and say, hey, if you sell us up the river to the UN and you put us under UN and take away our sovereignty, you're going to hear about it when you come back into your district. That'll shake them up. And it's not a threat.
James Roguski will allow you to like download videos of your, you know, complaints and why you don't want this to happen and allow people to get engaged with their senators and, you know, all of Congress to, you know, deal with this. So he's a good wealth of information and
He's
behind doing something about it.
Well, we will look into that. We've made a note of that. I made a note of it. Our producer who's listening to the show, she's made a note of it. So, yeah, trust me on that. We're going to try to get him on. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Senator Nathan Dom, by the way, just want to let you know. See, I already told you about Texit. We've had that conversation before. Well, it's contagious. Senator Nathan Dom, a Republican from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, has filed Senate Joint Resolution 2, proposing an amendment to Section 1, Article 1 of the Oklahoma Constitution. You see, way back when, their legislature proposed the amendment, right? And the basically what the amendment said is the state of Oklahoma, this is what the proposed amendment says. The state of Oklahoma is a sovereign state, a part of the federal union known as the United States of America, and the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, and any laws to the contrary are null and void and of no effect in this state. This new language reiterates that states are not subservient to the federal government, Dom said. The states created the federal government, gave it the power that it does have, and reserved the remainder to themselves. And so basically, he's saying that far too long the federal government has trampled on state sovereignty. This proposal is an attempt to restore balance between the state and the feds. So he's saying that basically if the state of Oklahoma is a sovereign state, what he wants to do is put a proposed amendment to a vote of the people in the next election. And it makes me wonder whether or not the state of Oklahoma hasn't taken a few cues from the state of Texas in deciding, hey, maybe we should join Texas in trying to secede from the Union. We need to change our constitution. If we can do that and let the people decide whether or not they want to be part of the United States anymore, then they can become their own country. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Oh, by the way, do you remember me telling you last week about the Virgin Islands Attorney General filing suit against J.P. Morgan Chase, claiming that they turned a blind eye to the evidence of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking operation? Well, she's been fired. See, that's all you got to do if you want to get rid of a lawsuit, just fire the person bringing it on. Hey, my buddy Phil in Florida. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dave. Okay, thanks. I wanted to weigh in on the NFL player.
Oh, yeah.
Collapse. And, you know, it wasn't a hard hit. It was, you know, I too wondered a while back with all the foreign soccer players dropping dead, the Americans really don't care about anybody but ourselves, you know. I don't think they're, for the most part, international soccer fans. And then you got the high school kids dropping dead. That's not top news. But the NFL, the Major League Baseball, the NBA, there's just so too much money involved in every one of those to risk having just one player drop. And I wanted to know, Dave, if, and I imagine there is, an official NFL, MLB, NBA policy as far as players, even though they were mandated to get vax, the so-called vax, were they also supposed to get it through the NFL, you know, where it's closely monitored, you know, and where they wouldn't be given a shot that could hurt them, you know, maybe a saline shot or something like that. Because none of them have dropped dead. Yeah, you mentioned the retired football player from the Jaguars. We need to emphasize he retired in 2014, you know, so
right.
He was basically
but,
average Joe after that.
But if he went out, know, Phil, if he went out and got the jab afterwards,
yeah,
like I said, you know, the insurance companies, Patrice just talked about that. And the insurance companies don't want to acknowledge all these people dropping dead, you know, because, see,
right,
they
right.
are afraid. If you were a shareholder, Phil, how would you feel all of a sudden now your insurance company is starting to pay out and all of a sudden, you know, your earnings 100%. Start dropping?
I'm with you.
Yep.
I got all that. I'm with you, Dave. What I'm trying to get is hopefully somebody will be able to find out if there is an actual official policy with the NFL and the Major League Baseball, NBA, that, yes, they had their players mandated to get the shots, but did they have control of who gave them the shots and how they were administered and followed? Because that would explain none of them dropping dead for the past 2 or 3 years, except this one guy that maybe he ran into a Walgreens or a CVS and got one on his own, you know. But I would think there's so much money involved in, you know, Major League sports that in every player, God, each player is worth millions of dollars. And if any one player gives the league a bad name or gets the public to question it, that's trillions of dollars, probably billions, you know. So I hope somebody asks that question or does that investigative work, finding out if there was official policy and it did the NFL itself control the administration of those shots.
That's interesting, Phil, because I could probably make one phone call to the NFL and find out, you know, exactly what their policy was. In fact, on the NFL, on their own website, I got to ask that because, see, nobody's talking about it. I'm not even sure on the NFL's own website whether or not they and you got all these team owners that have invested millions, if not billions, into marketing. And I mean, everybody in America, like you said, sports is a big thing here, and sports and drinking beer just pretty much go hand in hand. The beer manufacturers are making billions of dollars a year off of that because people, when they go to sports games, they want to drink. And so, I mean, this is just, you know, hello, America's pastime. And I used to cover when I was in Kansas City media, that stuff. And I know it firsthand.
And the gambling that's gone, you know, I don't know if you've seen all the TV ads now for gambling services.
Sports books.
You know, I mean, we're talking
fantasy football, Phil.
Yeah. So I could never see, you know, I always wondered how could they mandate the ball players, you know, for something that could affect their health, you know, unless they were controlling the shots themselves, you know.
I don't think they were, Phil. I don't think they were, you know. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take a knee on that one.
Well, then we would have seen more ball players dropping dead like the soccer players if they hadn't. This is like the first one. I mean, that's active.
Yeah, it's active. But the thing is that, you know, this thing is a kill switch. And if indeed they did get a placebo, if they did get saline, and it was controlled and the whole thing, it's like how many congressmen and congresspeople actually got the jab and didn't get saline? You know, we see these people, Fauci and Biden and everybody else, and they show them on camera. Look, I got it. You can get it. And I mean, this is the thing. Now they're all on TV saying you need to get the booster. And I'm like, people are so full of it. You think we're all going to follow that lead? I mean, half of America right now is awakened to the fact that that shot might kill you. So, you know, I mean, it's a good question you ask about the NFL. You know, somebody needs to call them up and find that out.
Yes. But, you know, I hear what you're saying. Now, go back to the early days of the shots when Hank Aaron and Marvin Hagler, they, you know, those poor, I think owners and leagues definitely took notice of that, you know.
I think they did, too, but they died. They got the jab, and they died shortly thereafter, much like some friends
they
that I know
notice.
In Florida. Same thing happened to them.
Yes, they took notice of it, is what I'm saying. And they were good. I would think they would have, if they didn't have full control over the administration of the shots for their team players, they were going to get it after seeing Hank Aaron drop and Marvin Hagler. There's just too much money invested in this league, the team sports, the ball players themselves. They can't have anything. I mean, look what happened to, okay, one last thing, the movie Concussion with Will Smith, right? And then that came out around the holidays years ago. Will Smith was up for the Academy Award, which I thought he should have won for that movie. But the last thing the NFL wanted was people to go to see that movie Concussion. And then Will Smith, if he had won the Academy Award, you know, that movie would have got a lot more attention. He didn't win it. And, you know, there was all this thing about, you know, black men actors not winning. You know, they turned it into a racism thing, you know, and took all attention off. All attention got off the movie and onto just him being black.
Oh, it was more than that. All the attention got off of him going up and slapping Chris Rock and cussing him during the show. That got more attention than everything else because they obviously didn't want. And see, this is where politics comes into this whole thing. It's Hollywood, Phil.
That was years later. I'm talking about when the movie Concussion came out. Yeah. And so what they did was they took the focus off of the movie itself. By him not winning the Academy Award, the movie's not getting as much attention. And then they turned it into, he didn't win, so, you know, you're racist. And then the discussion was totally about racism, and the movie, any thought of the movie was long gone, so mission accomplished, you know, the way the media works together within Hollywood. Anyway, I'm chewing up a lot of time. Thank you, Dave.
You appreciate that. Have yourself, God bless you, sir. Have yourself a wonderful week. And, of course, you know, folks, we're going to be coming up to the top of the hour break, and then after that, we're going to cover more news in your phone calls. We got lots of news to cover. As a matter of fact, Kim Jong-un is back at it again, using his party's end-of-the-year meeting to make a call for an exponential increase to the country's nuclear arsenal. He wants mass production of tactical nuclear weapons. See, another reason to go buy some Nuke Protect from the Power Mall. I got mine. Do you have yours? Wow. And, of course, footwear brand Crocs, they're woke now. Of course, if you didn't know that, they're partnering with RuPaul's Drag Race UK for an all-ages kids fashion show in London. Yep, they want everybody to show up at the stage, all you kiddies out there, cross-dressed so that you can go out and parade. Yep, you got to love that. You think that not a lot of people are paying attention to what's going on in Europe? It's coming here if it's not here already, right? Socialist ex-convict Lula is starting to undo Bolsonaro's policy on the first day as president of Brazil. Does that sound familiar? That sound like Biden going in and undoing all of Trump's policies? Yep. Nothing ever changes, does it? And there's a poll out there now that nearly half of Britons are all saying Prince Harry should lose his royal status after all the Netflix series came out. Wow. And of course, China now is attacking everybody. How dare you, you know, ban our people and make it difficult for them to come to your country? Why do you think that would be? Oh, these folks out there just, you know, China is not being transparent with us. And I don't blame people for reacting the way they are. Well, we're coming up to the top of the hour break, and don't hear any music in my ear, but I'm sure that, you know, we're getting close. By the way, we'll be talking about what's going on in Congress with the Speaker of the House, right? The Speaker of the House. Oh, this whole thing is just turning into a real fiasco, trying to get a new speaker elected. They 14 holdouts and everybody's arguing over rules. We'll talk about that after the break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.